Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Tehr Maseches Chulin Daf Samech Ches, the fourth parak Beim HaMakasha. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the fourth parak begins Beim HaMakasha Leilid. If an animal was in difficult labor, Vahotzi Ouber Ziyadu Vechaziru, and the fetus put its foreleg out of the womb and drew it back before the mother was shechted, it's permitted for consumption, even without its own shechita, as Gemara will derive. However, Hotzias Rosho, if it put its head out of the womb, then even if it drew it back in, Harzeki Yod, it's considered fully born and is not permitted through the mother's shechita. Rav Yehuda says in Rav's name, Be'evra Atzmo Asur, the limb itself, which left the womb, is forbidden, despite being pulled back in before the shechita. He darshans Basim Basada Trefu Osechelu, and meat in the field, Trefu you shall not eat, teaching, Kevin Shiyatza Baso Chutzum Michinsatso Ne'asar, once meat has left its boundary, it's forbidden. Here, since the limb left its boundary of the womb, it cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita. Although Ula quoted Rav Yochanan arguing and permitting even the returned limb, this is refuted. Point number two, according to Rav's ruling that a limb which never left the womb cannot be permitted through the mother's shechita, our Mishnah, which says it is permitted, must refer to the rest of the fetus, which never left the womb. The Gemara objects that if so, why does the Mishnah specify that the fetus drew its leg back in before shechita, since this ruling would apply even if it did not? The Gemara eventually concludes that the Mishnah discussed a case where the fetus drew its foreleg back in l'makom chasach, for the place of the cut, referring to the point of the leg at the border of the womb, where it would be cut if one were to sever the part of the leg which left the womb. This meat never left the womb and can theoretically be permitted with the mother's shechita. However, since it's not inside the womb, but at its border, it must return to the womb before shechita for it to be permitted. And point number three, Amar Rava, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they taught the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan differently. Rav says, Yesh leidah le'evarim, there is birth for individual limbs. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein leidah le'evarim. Rav holds that when a fetus's limb leaves the womb, it's considered born and cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. According to this version, Rav would even prohibit the minor part of a limb which never left the womb, since the majority of that limb left, rendering the entire limb born. The Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the fetus stuck out a foreleg and drew it back, then put forth another leg and drew it back, ad shehishlimu l'rubo, and did so with the other body parts until its majority in total left the womb, do we say that most of the fetus left the womb and is considered born, or since each individual limb returned, they do not combine to constitute a majority? If they do not combine because each limb returned, what if each limb was cut off as it left the womb? Do we combine to form a majority, or perhaps ruba b'bas achas be'inan? We require a majority outside the womb at one time. These questions are not resolved. So once again, the three points are, number one, the fourth parak begins, Beim HaMakasha Leilid. If an animal was in difficult labor, Vahotzia Ubres Yado Vehechziro, and its fetus put its foreleg out of the womb and drew it back before the mother was shechted, it's permitted for consumption even without its own shechita, as the Gemara will derive. However, Hotzias Rosho, if it put its head out of the womb, then even if it drew it back in, Harzeki Yod, it's considered fully born and is not permitted through the mother's shechita. Rav Yehuda says in Rav's name, Be'evra Atzmo Asur, the limb itself, which left the womb, is forbidden, despite being pulled back in before the shechita. He darshans Basim Basada Trefu Osechelu, and meat in the field, Trefu you shall not eat, teaching, Kevin Shiyatza Baso Chutzum Michinsatso Ne'asar, once meat has left its boundary, it's forbidden. Here, since the limb left its boundary of the womb, it cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita. Although Ula quoted Rav Yochanan arguing and permitting even the returned limb, this is refuted. Point number two, according to Rav's ruling that a limb which never left the womb cannot be permitted through the mother's shechita, our Mishnah, which says it is permitted, must refer to the rest of the fetus, which never left the womb. The Gemara objects that if so, why does the Mishnah specify that the fetus drew its leg back in before shechita, since this ruling would apply even if it did not? The Gemara eventually concludes that the Mishnah discussed a case where the fetus drew its foreleg back in l'makom chasach, for the place of the cut, referring to the point of the leg at the border of the womb, where it would be cut if one were to sever the part of the leg which left the womb. This meat never left the womb and can theoretically be permitted with the mother's shechita. However, since it's not inside the womb, but at its border, it must return to the womb before shechita for it to be permitted. And point number three, Amar Rava, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they taught the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan differently. Rav says, Yesh leidah le'evarim, there is birth for individual limbs. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein leidah le'evarim. Rav holds that when a fetus's limb leaves the womb, it's considered born and cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. According to this version, Rav would even prohibit the minor part of a limb which never left the womb, since the majority of that limb left, rendering the entire limb born. The Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the fetus stuck out a foreleg and drew it back, then put forth another leg and drew it back, and did so with the other body parts until its majority in total left the womb, do we say that most of the fetus left the womb and is considered born, or since each individual limb returned, they do not combine to constitute a majority? If they do not combine because each limb returned, what if each limb was cut off as it left the womb? Do we combine to form a majority, or perhaps ruba bebas achas be'inan? We require a majority outside the womb at one time. These questions are not resolved. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samaches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is Schach. Schach. So here goes. When the Shochet, who used a cow made out of Schach to demonstrate halachas related to labor, showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes from the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, unlike the Makom HaChasach, which is permitted, a Talmud asks if Yesh Leidah Le'Evarim, making the minority part of the limb which never left the womb, forbidden, since the majority of it had left. Once again, slow motion. When the Shochet, he used a cow made out of schach. Schach? That must mean we're on Daf Samaches. When the Shochet, he used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachos related to labor, showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes in the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, which reminds us, we learned that a limb of an uber, which momentarily left the womb, is not permitted through the mother's shechita. Rav Darshan says from Ubasim Basada Trefilo Sochelu, and meat in the field, trefi you shall not eat, teaching Kevin Shiatsa Basel Chutzl Michisatso Nasar. Once meat has left its boundary, it's forbidden. Here, since the limb left its boundary of the womb, it cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita. So, when the Shochet, who used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachas related to labor, showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes from the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, unlike the Makom HaChasach, which is permitted, which reminds us that we learned that the Makom HaChasach, the place of the cut, referring to the point of the leg at the border of the womb, where it would be cut if one were to sever the part of the leg which left the womb, becomes permitted by returning into the womb. So when the Shochet, who used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachos related to labor, showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes from the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, unlike the Makom HaChasach, which is permitted, a Talmud asks if Yesh Leidah Le'Evarim, making the minority part of the limb which never left the womb, forbidden, since the majority of it had left. Which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael, they taught the Malchokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan differently. Rav says, Yesh Leidah Le'Evarim, there is birth for individual limbs, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Leidah Le'Evarim. Rav holds that when a fetus's limb leaves the womb, it's considered born and cannot be permitted with the mother's shechita, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So once again, when the Shochet, he used a cow made out of schach to demonstrate halachos related to labor, showed how a foreleg of the fetus that protrudes from the womb is not permitted, even if it retracts, unlike the Makom HaChasach, which is permitted, a Talmud asks if Yesh Leidah Le'Evarim, making the minority part of the limb which never left the womb, forbidden, since the majority of it had left. All right, so now it's time for Four Blot Bach Hazara. Daf Samach Dalad. So the Siman Daf Samach Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. When the secret agents, that must be more on Daf Samach Dalad. When the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, which reminds us, a brisa permits purchasing eggs from idolaters, but Shmuel's father clarified that the idolater must have identified which kosher bird they're from. So when the secret agents investing eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, which reminds us, one may not purchase eggs beaten in a dish from idolaters, since the simanim cannot be discerned. So when the secret agents investing eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, they moved on to use their talents to identify blood spots in eggs, and when they can throw away the blood and eat the rest. Which reminds us, if a blood spot was found on a fertilized egg, Zorkas Adam Ba'ochas Ashar, he may throw away the blood and eat the rest of the egg. Yirmiyah says this only applies where the blood spot was found on the kesher, the attachment of the egg, meaning where the rooster sperm attaches to the egg and the embryo begins to form. If the blood spot is found there, we assume the embryo had only begun to form and didn't spread to the other parts of the egg, so the rest of the egg remains permitted. Daf Samach Hei. So the siman Daf Samach Hei is Se, sheep. So here goes. The flying sheep, that must be on Daf Samach Hei, Se. The flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the signs of kosher birds, and a Braisa discusses them further. One opinion is, it's Kol Of HaKol Mina Avir. Any bird which seizes prey from midair is not kosher, and Abai clarifies, and he eats it. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird, that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back. Which reminds us, we learned that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover rubo, the majority. Rav Papa combines two definitions of majority and says, we need rov arko, meaning rov hakefo. We require the wings to cover most of its length and most of its circumference. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird, that caught a flying squirrel in midair, and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back. Away from Grasshopper Village, where four different types of grasshoppers according to their kind live. Which reminds us, the Torah mentions four species of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah. Arbet, Salam, Chargol, and Chagav. And the term Lumino and Liminehu, according to its kind, is written after each type. Two Bryces Darshan, these words. Daf Samach Vav. So the Siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor because tailors sew. So here goes. While the tailor instructed his students to sew, tailor sew, that must be on Daf Samach Vav. While the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel darshans klal prat uklal even where the first klal is different from the second. So while the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, and even though they protested that it was unnecessary, they should sew snapir onto the kosher fish t-shirts, lahagdil Torah uadira, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah, koshi yesho kaskeses yesho snapir, any fish which has a scale has a fin, but there are fish with a fin which have no scales. The Gemara has said, since we may rely alone on scales to establish that a fish is kosher, lichtofra kamana kaskeses, but the Torah writes scale and not write fin. And concludes it was Lahagdil Torah Uadira. So while the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, and even though they protested that it was unnecessary, they should sew snapir onto the kosher fish t-shirts, lahagdil Torah uadira, one student drank from a pit without checking the water, which reminds us we learned shratzim, which germinate in kalim, and even boros are permitted. The pasuk says, tochu mikol asher b'mayim, this you may eat from everything which is in the water, to include boros, shichin u'ma'aros, pits, ditches, and caves, shesheichin v'shosimehen ve'en u'nimna, that one may bend down and drink from them, and not abstain because of the creatures in the water. Daf Samach Zayin, so the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, that must be around Daf Samach Zayin. At the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms aser, which reminds us, Rav Huna said one should not pour beer through wood chips at night to filter, because perhaps a worm will separate from the beer onto the chips and fall back into the cup. Although it developed in the beer, it was initially permitted. Once it crawled onto the wood chips, it becomes forbidden, as sheretz hashoretz all arts, a sheretz which creeps on the ground. So at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms aser. While others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Kishos shuasliya behibel, a cucumber which became wormy while attached to the ground is forbidden under the prohibition of asheretz hashoretz haaretz, asheretz which creeps on the ground. Since the attached cucumber is considered the ground itself, the worm's movement inside the cucumber is tantamount to having crept on the ground. So at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms aser. While others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy, that they couldn't hear the Rebbe's careful instructions about which worms found in fish and meat are mutter and which are aser. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshes Brein Rav Edi said, Kukiani, worms which infest the livers and lungs of animals, Tosfo says that they infest fish, are forbidden because ma'amah, so they come from elsewhere and do not germinate inside the animals themselves. The Gemara says, Darni de Bisra, larvae found in meat are forbidden, but de Chavre, larvae found in fish are permitted. Ravine explains, animals' meat becomes permitted through Shechita, and since the Shechita is ineffective for larvae, they remain forbidden as Aver Minachai. In contrast, fish become permitted through asifa, gathering from the water. So the larvae which develops in them are formed in a permitted state. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that creatures without bones, such as insects, cannot live for 12 months? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a limb of an uber, which momentarily left the limb, is not permitted through the mother shechita? That's on daf Samaches.
Good.
Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the 4 signs of kosher birds? That's on daf Samachal.
Good.
Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover most of its length and most of its circumference? That's on daf Samachay.
Good.
Number 5. Which daf do we discuss attached fruit which become wormy? That's on daf Samach Zayin.
Good.
Number 6. Which daf do we learn that taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on daf Samachalaf.
Good.
Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the makom chasach, the place of the cut, becomes permitted by returning into the womb? That's on daf Samaches.
Good.
Number 8. Which daf do we have a machok as if yesh leidu le'evarim, there's birth for individual limbs? That's on daf Samaches.
Good.
Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shmuel darshan's kol prat ukol, even where the first kol is different from the second? That's on daf Samachvav.
Good.
Number 10. Which daf do we learn that kukiyani, worms and fish are prohibited, larvae found in meat are prohibited, but in fish they're permitted? That's on daf Samach Zayin.
Good.
Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.